There's a the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think, would point out from time to time comment of the Shlach HaKadosh. That the Shlach pointed out that there's always a connection between the parsha that we read and the time of year in which we read it. It isn't coincidental that Parshas Vayeshev often comes out around the time of Chanukah. So similarly, it is certainly not a coincidental that Parshas Nitzavim always falls out around the time of Rosh Hashanah. And we've spoken in the past about a variety of different sort of references or hints in Parshas Nitzavim to Rosh Hashanah. We're going to focus on one idea today based on a pasuk, and hopefully that can be relevant for Rosh Hashanah based on the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. Torah tells us as follows. We are in Devarim Chavtes Pasuk Yizayin. That Bnei Yisrael is told, "Pen yesh bachem isho isho mishbacha osheve asher levavo pone hayom im Hashem Elokeinu aleches lavros elokei hagoy es elohei hagoy imahem." That maybe there are people in Klal Yisrael listening now to the bris that Bnei Yisrael is making with Hashem, and there are people that are not necessarily so committed. Their heart is not there. They are already thinking about going to worship Avodah Zarah. And in referring to those people, the Torah says, "Pen yesh bachem," maybe there is amongst you a person who is a shoresh pore rosh vila'ana. What is a shoresh pore rosh vila'ana? So in the English Hebrew art scroll here, they translate that as, maybe there is among you a root, a shoresh, growing gall and whorehound. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi interprets that it's a certain kind of root which grows a bitter herb that grows, and that the idea being, maybe there's someone that right now already amongst you isn't fully there, but the shoresh, the root is rotten, and something's going to grow from that, which is going to be a little bit off. The Ramban, in his commentary al HaTorah, elaborates on this idea a little bit. And the Ramban says something which is very, very wild. Says Ramban, "O pen yesh bachem shoresh rosh yifra v'yiske v'yamim abayim yotzim prachim ra'im." Maybe there's something going on amongst us that right now we're sort of all good, but there's something underlying that hasn't really been addressed. And that thing which is underlying, maybe with time, even though it looks okay right now, maybe with time a flower or something that is a little bit off is going to eventually grow. Sometimes, says the Ramban, that can be the case of a parent and children. Kia'av shoresh v'haben neitzim misharsh of yifre. That sometimes there can be something which the parent looks like he's all good, but there's something underlying that's a little bit off. And it won't manifest itself in regards to the parent, but something underlying eventually will be able to come out. This yisod, then, in the pasuk is teaching us the following idea. That a person can stand in front of Hashem and everything can be wonderful and everything can be good, but there can be something underlying, a certain root. And that root maybe right now is not going to come out and one couldn't notice it. And maybe only in future generations is it really going to become apparent, is it really going to be there. The Gra and the Aderes Eliyahu on this pasuk comments similarly. That Chazal say that Pesel Micha Avar Am Yisrael Bayam. That a Kriyas Yamsuf B'nei Yisrael violated Pesel Micha. Says the Gra, Pesel Micha, that's in Nach, that's hundreds of years later. What do you mean that at Yamsuf, B'nai Yisrael was violating Pesel Micha? Rather, it must be that even at Yamsuf, there was something underlying, some shoresh that was a little bit off. That when they said, V'aminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdo, that we believe in Ribono She'olam, that we really believe in all that's going on here, it somehow was not fully complete. And only after many generations did it manifest itself as a degree of Avodah Zarah, only after many generations did it come out, in a way which is a little bit tricky. In that sense, what the Torah seems to be emphasizing here is that when a person assesses and addresses themselves, the idea is not only to address the symptoms and what I can see right now, but to make sure that underlying the shoresh is something which is good. Because a shoresh which is off can end up leading in very difficult directions. Rav Aaron Cutler, in at least three places in his writings, develops this yesod. In Parshas Bichukosai, Parshas Nitzavim, and in the second volume of his Ma'amarim and Sichos Musar, Rav Aaron Cutler develops this idea, and in many ways connects it to a lot of what we find in the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah and in the Vidui of Rosh Hashanah. This is the Parshas Bichukosai, part of what's behind, not willing to say Vidui of Rosh Hashanah, part of the Vidui of Esrei Me'etshuva. We say, V'anachnu v'avoseinu chatanu. Why are we referencing the sins of avoseinu? So part of it is highlighting this idea that sometimes there can be in previous generations something which is a little bit off, and then if we don't fully address it or we don't really fix it, so then it can come out with us in a bit of a scarier way. Rav Aaron Cutler then expands this idea in an interesting way, that sometimes there are things that we do that in many ways we are planting seeds. We're planting a shoresh. What's going to come out of that shoresh? So sometimes it's hard to really know. Varon quotes the Gra, that the Gra points out in the Perush and Avo, as we referenced this earlier this year a little bit, the difference between din and cheshbon. Din is an account of what I did. I did certain mitzvot, I get schar. I perform certain aveiras, so I get punished. Cheshbon is a recalculation. Cheshbon is perhaps what you could have done. If I didn't do the aveira, what could I have done at that time and what could have been more productive? Cheshbon also suggests Rav Aaron Cutler, in elaborating on the Gruz here, Cheshbon is the constant reassessment of the roots that we planted, what ended up coming as a result. So says the Chavetz Chaim, says Rav Aaron Cutler, for the Chavetz Chaim with Lashon Hara, it isn't just that the Chavetz Chaim got schar for writing a certain sefer, it's that there's a constant new Cheshbon for the Chavetz Chaim, because he planted a root in this world. And that root in this world is the chashivas of understanding the importance of how we speak. And that idea gets expanded upon. That idea is an idea which we're able to extend, and more people learning Sefer Chavetz Chaim is continual schar for the Chavetz Chaim. And the same thing is true, Rachman Alatan, in the opposite direction. The person who plants a shoresh, and that shoresh is off, so there's a degree of accountability which can be there, which can be there also. So we're reflecting on the shoresh, and we're reflecting upon what really is. And that's an idea, again, that in a couple of different directions that Rav Aaron Cutler developed. So we saw thus far, we'll take it out of a shun in a more direct way in just a second. We saw thus far that the Torah tells us maybe there are people around you that there's something about their root which is a little bit off. The Ramban explains that sometimes it won't manifest itself even in you. Sometimes it can manifest itself only in future generations, that something is a little bit, it can be a little bit off. And that's an idea which the Gra references also, not about fathers and children, but even at the Yom Suf, which looked like it was all good. V'amina b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo, there was something in some of them where that was a little bit off and only manifested itself in future generations. Only later on, when things grew, did it actually get to a more tricky place. How do we address this idea of a shoresh, Pora Rosh Vila Ana? How do we address having a bad shoresh? So the Chasam Sofer writes in Torah Moshe, Rabbi Simon Shlita, and his new Sefer, Amir Baruch, Moed Dim Yom Kippur, quotes in two places. This is an idea that I believe comes already from the Rokeach. But the Chasam Sofer has it, that the Rosh Tevos of Shoreh, Pora Rosh Vila Ana, is Shofer. That Shofer, the Rosh Tevos, to that. How do you address the inside? How do you address the shoresh? So the goal is that the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofer is supposed to address that. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that even though the mitzvah of shofar is a gezeiras hakasav, remez yeshbo, and the goal of the shofar is to wake you up, and to say, let's improve what we do. The goal of shofar is not only to improve what we do from a particular perspective of certain external actions, but rather the goal is to address the shoresh. The goal is shoresh, pore rosh v'la'ana, to address the root. That the goal is to be able to reflect upon, as a result of hearing shofar, not only those parts of me that maybe I see are not where I want to be, but to make sure that the root is something which is holy. Because if the root is holy, there's continual cheshbon in the good direction. And if the root is something off, so then shofar is one of the ways that we address that. How else do we address shoresh, pora, rosh, vila, ana? So here we have an interesting additional Torah. The sefer called Pardes Yosef HaChadash. Pardes HaChadash in Dvarim, on this pasuk, quotes from his friend Hagaon Rav Yechiel Baum, who was Mosif at the Sofei Tevos of Shoresh Pora Rosh Vila Ana. The Sofei Tevos, I'm not into this stuff that much naturally, but the Sofei Tevos of that pasuk, Begematria is Torah. Begematria is Torah. That another way that a person addresses, another way that a person's able to address that shoresh is to do so with the power of Torah. That's something which can be very, very powerful. Now, why would it be a Sofei Tevos? I'll just add, if you're interested in these kinds of an idea, because in the Sofei Tevos sometimes are for the following reason. The Rosh Tevos are what you initially see. The Rosh Tevos are what you initially see. Sofei Tevos only come at the end. They're sometimes a little bit deeper. So if you want to address the shoresh, the real root cause, has to be addressed on the level of Sofei Tevos sometimes also, on the level which is a little bit deeper, which is not as initially seen, a little bit deeper, and that is the world of Torah. That is the world of Torah learning. That's a way that a person can address themselves. So we point that as follows. The Shla understands that in general there's a connection always between the Torah reading and the time of year in which we read it. What's the connection between the Tzav and Rosh Hashanah? The answer is there are many connections, but there's one pasuk in particular, but addressing underlying needs, which is very critical for tshuva, impacts the nature of the din and cheshbon, as Ron Kuller points out, based on that gra, a constant reassessment of all the things I planted, what ended up coming as a result, and the way that we address that is by Rosh Tevos, shofar, and with the gematria of Sofei Tevos, which is Torah. That through Shofar and Torah, we're able to address some of those underlying challenges. Sometimes it's the goal of this is never to highlight, wow, if I struggle with something, it must be that someone up there, you know, messed up, and therefore it's not my fault. That's certainly not the mess that's going on here at all. Our issues are our issues, and what we want to try to do is become as great as we can be. Part of the idea here is trying to highlight and appreciate underlying what exactly is going on to be as pure as possible, because if we're as pure as possible, then everything else which flows as a result has the capacity to be holier. Everything which flows as a result, for Dori Doros, I can do incredible and really amazing things. If the Shoresh is really there, and Be'ez Hashem, it should be an opportunity for Shana to address the Shoresh, to address the root, what underlies it, and hopefully Shofar can both wake us up, and Torah can give us the capacity and the insight to accomplish that in the most meaningful way that is possible. Have a wonderful rest of your day.